It's time to swing into the golf world of today with Springdale Golf Live, sponsored by our friends at the New Jersey Golf Foundation. Here's your host, Keith Stewart.
Members, friends, and players, good afternoon and welcome to Springdale Golf Live. I'm Keith Stewart, and I'll be here entertaining you on this Friday afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. You know, here's where else you can catch us, at 920thejersey.com. Listen to our podcast on either iTunes or Google Play. Hit me up on social media at KJPGA on either Instagram or Twitter. You all know how I love my feedback online. And here's what's on today's show. We're going to start out with a little tower talk and discuss the Tour Championship, FedEx Cup 2018, and what's going on in 2019. Tiger's leading in Atlanta, and the golf world is on fire. In the second segment, we'll be back talking to a true LPGA legend, Jane Blaylock, a Hall of Fame-like career winning 27 times in 26 years. Special congrats to my 2018 club champions at Springdale, Dave Shillaber, Donna Young, and don't forget our nine-hole women's champion, Susan Beyer. You know, for all the people, Tiger Woods included, life's been good. That's good right there, Adrian.
Oh, it's very good.
Joe
Life's
Walsh.
Been good for me. It's been good for you. I love it.
It's Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
It's Springdale Golf Live, Fox Sports 920, The Jersey. We love having y'all here for that Friday afternoon bit of relaxation and fun and entertainment that we like to provide for you. And, you know, it's Song of the Week, Life's Been Good, because it's been good, Adrian. And thanks to Joe Walsh, Eagles member there. You know, we're going to talk to some really interesting people today, and one in particular being Jane Blaylock, and can't wait to catch up with her.
Yeah, excited for that.
Yep. True champion of the LPGA and of women's golf, you know. But as we open the show today, Adrian, right, guess who's on top of the FedEx Cup playoffs?
Tiger Woods.
Tiger
How
Woods.
How about that?
I love it. I love it.
It's been the year of the Tiger, and now it might culminate in a victory. We'll see.
Well, I tell you, I just looked down at my leaderboard right here, and we got a three-way tie at the lead of the Tour Championship. But with where other players fall, that puts Tiger Woods in the lead to win the entire FedEx Cup. And he's tied for the lead at 6-under with Ricky Fowler and Jon Rahm. He's playing golf with Ricky Fowler, and both of them shot a round one leading 65 yesterday. Mm-hmm. But with all, you know, with all due respect to Ricky Fowler, Tiger's at the top. He is set the golf world again on fire. We've had 2 weeks to talk about this, think about it, you know, contemplate what's going on. And then he comes out yesterday and in like true, like most recent Tiger form, hits the shot out there, hits it on the green, three-putt bogey, and we go, oh, here we go again. Tiger's going to let us down, and he's going to like kind of plod his way around the golf course. We'll talk about bookends to a round, where by the time he gets to the 18th hole, we start to see a little bit of that Tiger that we saw at the PGA Championship, right? Blasts a driver down the left-hand side of the 18th fairway. 5-wood from 230 to 27 feet, nails the eagle putt, shoots 65, holds the overnight lead with Ricky Fowler. Last to tee off today. I don't know if you could tell, folks, but I'm excited about this because the golf world is set ablaze by one Eldrick Woods.
Ever since the Open Championship, it's been on fire. It's been electric, and I love it. It's taken me back to my teen years when Tiger was great.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's your teen years. I love that.
Yeah.
It's taken me back to my 30s. Anyway, but that's all well and good. But, you know, the top 30 in the FedEx Cup points list are down there at the Tour Championship being played at Eastlake, which is in Atlanta. And, you know, let's go over a couple of names here that we have going on. We've got Ricky Fowler was tied for the lead yesterday. And, you know, as I look at the top 10 here, and we're going to be a little bit controversial for a moment here. But as I look at the top 10, every guy in the top 10 right now is going to play next week in France at the Ryder Cup, except one. And that one is Xander Schauffele. Right.
Yeah.
Now, not to bring up a sore subject here for Captain Furyk, but Phil Mickelson is right now is 28th place. So he's only got two people worse than him playing. And unfortunately, well, we'll get to that guy in a minute. But Phil's 28th and Xander Schauffele. So I don't know.
The Schauffele who won the Tour Championship last year, too.
He did. He did. And the Schauffele that was overlooked by Captain Furyk to pick Finau or to pick go back a week. Furyk could have picked Finau instead of Mickelson and seen what Mickelson was going to do at the BMW, which wasn't great. And then he saw what Schauffele did. And I think that would have been a much easier decision for him. But now you're at a point where, of all these guys, in the form that they need to be in to go into that pressure cooker that is the Ryder Cup, Phil is, I don't know, I'm a little shaky on that one there. And Schauffele's sitting there at a course that he's won on, showing off, and he's in the top 10. And, you know, it's bringing about some pretty exciting times. Now, I kind of alluded to, we'd mentioned somebody else, but the main man, Bryson DeChambeau, who won week one and week two of the FedEx Cup playoffs, is currently in 30th place. So we need to talk to him about something. I know. Did you see the story that was on social media this week where they had him on a range where he was hitting golf balls with two different launch monitors and he was spraying water on the golf ball and then he was hitting it? Did you see this, right?
No,
everyone accuses him to be a mad scientist.
It was
making social media fanatics crazy. You know, the Brandle Chamblees of the world are like, why? He's trying to predict how the ball is going to react when it's wet and he's spraying water on the face of his golf clubs. And I mean, people get nuts about this stuff. You know, and I think about it real quickly. And I was listening to Michael Breed on the way into work this morning, and he brought up a great point. He said, what if he was just testing a ball for the Ryder Cup? Because if he partners with somebody in alternate shot, say he's partnering with Tiger, they're using Tiger's ball.
That's a good point.
They're using Tiger's
That's
ball,
a good point.
Right? So maybe he was just testing the different conditions that he might have to play with Tiger's golf ball. Or, you know, say it's Jordan or one of those guys that are like, no, we're using my ball, Bryson. Sorry, you can use one length clubs, but we're using my golf ball. So, you know, everyone got nuts about that. But he's in last now. Number one in the world, newly crowned, you know, a rose like no other, Mr. Justin Rose. He's flirting around. Depending on where he sits, and this changes minute by minute, but depending on where he sits, he and Tiger go back and forth as number one in the FedEx Cup playoffs here. It all comes down to numbers. And what's going to happen is that, you know, we're all going to be sitting there on Sunday afternoon while, like, Amanda Baliones sits in front of like a big computer screen and she starts like moving
crunching
things.
The numbers.
Yeah, like Tom Cruise in Minority Report. She's going to be like moving computer screens around and everything. And she's going to be trying to go over like who's winning this thing by a decimal point and carry the four and you know, and the remainder of two. So Jay Monahan, who is the director of the PGA Tour, the executive director of the PGA Tour, he and his team of mad scientists on their own got together, and they always have a State of the Union address the week of the Tour Championship, and he sat down in front of the media this week, and he came out with some pretty revolutionary ideas for next week's Tour Championship. I don't know if you caught, did you catch any of this?
I did. All the new stuff with the FedEx Cup for next year?
And the scoring?
Yeah.
Right?
So
it's a little crazy.
Shenanigans.
Well, you know, we're getting a lot of that on social media from the players. But if you think about it, it does make sense in a way that you kind of look at it when it comes to what's going on as far as selling the golf tournament and who's winning. Mm-hmm. So last year, Justin Thomas, who's climbing up the leaderboard today, I think he's 2 under through 7. Hot like John Rahm, who's 4 under. Rahm's still in the lead. Rahm is 4 under through 8.
Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to that guy in France, by the way. Not at all. Right. Anyway. And so I digress. Back to the FedEx Cup, 2019.
By the way, Justin Rose just birdied, so he's back to the projected 1 number.
See, here's the thing,
just
though.
Going back and forth.
But if we didn't have that in front of us on the computer or the phone here, right, we would never know.
No, we wouldn't.
And so this is what Jay Monahan and his team got together and did. And they decided that instead of doing this crazy point system, they're going to give everybody a handicap as far as strokes when they start the week. So, and listen, this is a revolutionary idea in golf, but I think it would really, really, I love stuff like this. You know, the whole like director of fun moniker that I carry at the club.
Yeah.
I think this is really fun.
Yeah.
I'm out on a limb. I know some people really love it, but it would make it so much easier to understand right now that one, someone's going to win the Tour Championship, and that same person's going to win the FedEx Cup.
Yeah.
There's no confusion.
And that's what they're trying to prevent, because that's what happened last year.
Last year. It's happened pretty much every year.
Yeah.
And so what they're going to do, folks, is that if you're in first going into the Tour Championship, you're going to start the four-round tournament at minus 10. If you're second, minus 8, third, minus 7, fourth, so on, fourth down the line, to the point where you're of the last five, 26 through 30, you'll start at even par. And that's the way you would start the week.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things I want to make a suggestion. So, Jay, I hope you're listening. Jay, hello. Come in, Jay. Jay and the team over there at Ponte Vedra Beach there at Sawgrass. If you guys are going to do that, I hope that you'll tee everybody off on Thursday, starting in score order, which means let the even par guys, the 30th place guys, go first, and let Bryson DeChambeau or whoever is first next year go last because he's at 10 under. Because I wanted that guy from day one to feel like what it is like on Saturday when they start to repair and they go last, when the leaders last.
Yeah.
So if somebody goes out and gets hot, like a Tiger Woods or a Ricky Fowler or Justin Thomas, he shoots 5 under on the front, they may be already in the lead, or they might be one off the lead. And DeChambeau is like, whoa, man, I got to play good. My 10-shot lead suddenly gone.
Yeah.
It's not there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would add.
I like that idea.
It would add a little fanfare.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been asking a bunch of members about this at the club. And what's interesting is that they kind of can't wrap their arms around what it all means. So I had the guys at Fox Sports here. I had the little elves here do some magic and run the hamster wheels. And we took yesterday's round and we put it in the 2019 scoring.
Okay.
All right. So what I just explained before, the minus 10, minus 8, et cetera, et cetera. So after the first round, Justin Rose shooting 4 under, he's really going to be at 12 under.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to talk about what he shot yesterday, but I'm going to tell you where he would stand. So Rose would be leading at 12, Finau at 10, DeChambeau at 9. Now, that's amazing because he was one of a few guys that shot over par yesterday, but he wouldn't be out of the golf tournament. And essentially right now he is because he's roughly 15 strokes behind the league, behind the lead. Justin Thomas at 8. Now, here's what's interesting. Woods comes in at minus 7 or 5th place, even though he shot the low round of the day yesterday.
Yeah.
But we know where everyone stands going into the next day, and then the next day, and then the final day on Sunday. So even the players know exactly what's in front of them and what they need to do. There's no caddy out there with a scientific like Casio calculator or their iPhone figuring out like, well, Tiger, you're 201 points behind. You have to birdie this hole and yada, yada, yada. So I'm pretty excited about some of these changes. And they're going to throw a boatload of money at these guys.
Yeah.
So much money. You know, at the end of the tour, before they get into the FedEx Cup at the Wyndham, they're going to give out $10 million in prize money, $2 million to the guy who leads, and then they're going to take the other $8 million and spread it out over the next 10 guys. It's awesome. They're going to take the FedEx Cup total prize money and they're going to go from 10 to 15. And I think all of this makes a lot of sense. They're going to go from 3 weeks. They're going to go 125 down to a 70 player field, down to a 30 player field. And then they're going to wrap the whole thing up, put a bow on it. We've got a winner of the Tour Championship, winner of the FedEx Cup, and then football.
Yeah.
You know, I Jay Monahan and your team, it's taken some years to put this together. I know Tim Finchem had a lot to do with it, starting it out, but you guys have done a tremendous job.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome, and I'm so excited. As we head into break here, Tiger still tied for the lead, still battling for that FedEx Cup championship, and I'm very excited when we come back. We're going to bring on 27-time LPGA winner, Jane Blaylock, and she's going to talk to us a little bit about her PGA Women's Clinic Series, Springdale, and whatever else is going on in her world. So, folks, hey, in Princeton, it's 3:15 p.m., and our friends out there in Scottsdale, Arizona, I think it's 1:15 p.m. Hi to you, too. Thanks for listening. It's Fox Sports 920, The Jersey.
Win cash up to $5,000 with this cash code.
Save.
Got it? Now go to 920thejersey.com for your chance at winning cash. Get all the info and rules at 920thejersey.com.
The New Jersey Golf Foundation, the charitable arm of the NJPGA section, is committed to positively impacting lives and communities through the game of golf, with a focus on three core pillars: youth, military, and special needs. The NJGF delivers dynamic programming under the guidance of PGA professionals, so individuals from all backgrounds can experience the game of golf in a welcoming environment. To support the NJGF or learn more about programs and special events, visit njgolffoundation.org. That's njgolffoundation.org.
the greatest performer ever to have graced this earth.
I believe this man is the most famous.
It's Ben Maller.
The radio host who loves you.
Is this all about the Benjamins, what?
Late nights, weekdays at 2 a.m. on Fox Sports 920, The Jersey.
Folks, welcome back. We got Springdale Golf Live. You're listening to Fox Sports 920, The Jersey. That's 920thejersey.com. Don't forget to hit me up on social media. That's at KJPGA on Instagram and Twitter. Well, in the second segment today, I'm bringing on a true legend in the game of golf. Her name is Jane Blaylock, and she's calling into us today. And she has 27 wins all time, which is it's just an unbelievable statistic. And Jane, I think you're there on the line. It's Keith Stewart, Springdale Golf Live. Hello.
Hey, Keith. Nice to talk to you.
It's great to talk to you as well, and thanks for taking the time to call in today. I'm really excited about having you down to Springdale next week, and I know a lot of our listeners are going to be excited, too, to hear about this. But one of the things that you created is this PGA Women's Clinic Series, and we're going to host one next week at the club. Could you tell my listeners a little bit about what the PGA Women's Clinic Series is?
Absolutely. You know, and as you said, I was fortunate to have a successful career on the LPGA, but what I am most proud of is creating this series of PGA clinics. Actually, this is on our 27th year of hosting these events. We have 14 of these events around the country, including the special one at Springdale coming up next Wednesday. And the clinics were created to encourage particularly women in business to learn the game of golf so they would be included in the various activities. You know, it's not just playing the game, it's speaking the language, accepting invitations for pro-ams, for charity events, even to participate in the hospitality around golf events. It just is, it's where the influencers gather. It's just a chance for women to just to be more part of the activity, and it's so helpful in sales and developing those very special relationships. So they're day-long events. We bring in the finest PGA and LPGA, female instructors. And it's we pack a lot into one day, and the one at Springdale is going to be very, very special. They start out early in the morning with a full breakfast. Then they spend, 2.5 hours rotating among various stations in the practice facilities, along with their special instructors. So long game, short game, putting, and incorporating etiquette and all the do's and don'ts of the games in that period of time. And then everyone reconvenes at lunch, and we're thrilled to have the athletic director at Princeton. We'll be speaking at lunch, and she'll be available to answer any questions. And she is not just an avid golfer, but quite a dynamic personality. And then, of course, I will be there as well. And in the afternoon, following lunch, they'll have a chance to go out and play the, great Springdale Golf Club along with their instructors. And you can imagine how valuable that time is. It's a 4-to-1 student-teacher ratio, so each foursome will be accompanied by one of our fine instructors and, involve course management and, just that special when that's the long walk from the driving range to the golf course. Everything changes. So to have that quality time with an instructor is, as we call, priceless. And then at the end of the day, we all reconvene for my best hole, the 19th hole. We'll have, hors d'oeuvres and a chance to kind of to network and to continue asking those questions of the instructors. I said, I will be there. Molly will be there. So it's, as I said, in the beginning, we pack a lot into the day. So it's a wonderful day for all the women.
Well, folks, we're online here talking to Jane Blaylock, legend of the LPGA and 27-time winner, 1969 LPGA Rookie of the Year. You won 27 times in 26 years on tour, 34 professional wins, and now she's working on these PGA Women's Clinic Series and has done for over 20 years. And just listening to that, so you're doing 14 events a year, so you're doing about one a month. So these are very special. It's just I'm so excited to have you all come over to Springdale. And when I was reading about all that you're trying to do and the mission of trying to elevate women's golf. Molly Marcoux, she's been on Springdale Golf Live. She's a friend of the show. She is electric. You guys are going to love her at lunch. It's, you know, it's just, it's unbelievable. I know that the ladies that are members that are signed up are really excited. I've looked at the format. This is going to be a really cool day. And, you know, one of the things is that I wanted to mention today is the clinic full next week?
Actually, we have a few spots available. Uh-huh. And anyone listening to this, if they're interested in improving their game and even learning the game, because raw beginners are welcome, Keith. I think that's a very important thing to emphasize. If anyone says, oh, I don't play golf, well, this is an opportunity to learn and to kind of break down that sense of intimidation and build up confidence some. So you will be able to join in. But to anyone interested in joining, would simply call the club. Call your new general manager, Ryan Stemsrud.
Okay.
And then we would send the registration link. So there are a few spots that we'd love to have, a couple more attendees. And that phone number, Ryan's number is 609-921-8790.
I know it all too well.
I bet,
that's for
I
sure.
Bet you do.
Once again, folks, we're excited to have Jane Blaylock on the line. And so, Jane, talk to me here. From your perspective, obviously this is near and dear to your heart. I can hear the passion coming through the microphone and in the phone. And why is it so important for women to learn to play golf? You know, how's it going to help their careers?
Well, you know, I use the word, you know, inclusive. But it's particularly in the business world. We know how relationships developed, you know, on the golf course, and it's long been a space dominated by our male counterparts. But as women are moving up the ladder and understanding, you know, it's the golf course is the greatest arena for informal social networking. It changes the way we do business, and it's also the in addition to business, it's family and friends. You can play, you know, look at where vacations are held. Look at where corporate conventions and conferences are held. And it's time with your son, your daughter, anyone special in your life. And it's healthy. It's the greatest walk in the world, and golf courses occupy the most beautiful real estate in the world. It's a sport of a lifetime. But I keep using the word relationships, and I can't emphasize that enough. So it definitely is a way to enhance one's career and to sharpen those relationship development skills.
Well, it's interesting how you kind of intertwine that, because, you know, the next thing I wanted to get into was how would it benefit them in their everyday life? But that was very cool. I love that informal social networking, because, you know, I mentioned to my staff all the time, you know, ask members like where they go on vacations or where they like to play golf or where they like to go to dinner. And I think you're right. I mean, you got to expound upon that a little bit more for me, because, you know, you and I, our lives have been within golf, and we're always trying to share those experiences with other people. But truly, it's meant so much to me and you in our everyday life. What are some other ways that women can benefit from this in this clinic series in their everyday life?
We know it's the way to meet people, and, you know, and we know the core values of the game of golf, you know, the honesty, the integrity, and the skills that make you a better golfer, make you a better person everyday life, the focus, the concentration, the preparation, the discipline, you know, all those words. But it's just when you learn to play the game of golf, the friends you make last for a lifetime. And it's a lifestyle. It's not just a sport. And anywhere you go in the world, it's a common language. Anytime you go to dinner, just listen to the conversation. Listen this week when we have the tour championship, the talk about, you know, the Tiger. The next week, the Ryder Cup, the international competition. It's all around us. So you have choices. You either stand on the sideline or you join in. And it's just it's the greatest sport in the world, because you can play from the time you're, you know, 5 years old, which is a little young, until you're, you know, 100. And so it keeps you healthy.
Well, and certainly it does. And folks, we're on the line here with Jane Blaylock, who was inducted into the LPGA Legends Hall of Fame in 2014. And speaking of them, and speaking of, you've been giving me such wonderful transitions here, because another thing I wanted to ask you about was the tour that you started in 1994, which is the LPGA Legends Tour. You spoke about how you can play at all ages, right? What does the LPGA Legends Tour mean to you? And tell us about the tour. Where can we find them?
Well, it's the website is thelegendstour.com. We have a Twitter handle at Legends Tour. We know the success of the Champions Tour, you know, on the PGA, and the women didn't have the same opportunity. And this is you can kind of tell that everything I do is about equality and kind of leveling that playing field, so to speak. And so a group of us got together, including, you know, some of the names you've never heard of, like Nancy Lopez and Beth Daniel and Pat Bradley and Betsy King, Julie Inkster, you know, all these great Hall of Famers. And it was kind of like not quite the Me Too, but why not us?
Sure.
So we created this tour. Our first tournament was in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and we had 15,000 people a day show up. And, you know, we've been trying to grow it every year. So it's this year we have 7 events. We just finished one. I'm speaking to you from Cape Cod, soon be on my way to Princeton next week. And Laura Davies and Trish Johnson just barely beat Jill Inkster and her golf partner, Pat Hurst. And huge crowds, energy. And our players are the household names, and we're excited because we're in conversations about bringing something very special to Springdale and the Princeton area in the year 2020. And that'll be our next interview, Keith.
Ooh. Well, in 2020, I can possibly see what you're trying to align here, because in 2020, Springdale will be 125 years old. So we're going to have a big party that whole year. That much I can tell you, Jane. I mean, you've seen the sign that hangs above my door. It says Director of Fun. So, you know, I'm all for a good party for 125 years of celebrating. You know, quick story. When I was a young junior golfer, the first guy I ever took lessons from, he was a super mentor to me. And I said, you know, who should I look at on TV in order to learn the best golf swing? And he said, son, he said, follow Beth Daniel. You watch her golf swing. He goes, you won't ever miss a shot. And I was like, oh. And then I watched her. She is the epitome of smooth. You know, she was amazing. And if she's there in 2020, I'll be locked in following her for sure.
Well, I promise you we'd have all of our superstars there the minute you say, because I've told them all about how wonderful Springdale Golf Club is, and Princeton area needs no introduction. And it's our group of players are just, they're just great people. And, you know, our tour, it's 45 and over. Unlike the men, it's 50 and over. But don't let age fool you how well these women can hit it.
Oh,
you know, they still carry it 260, 270. I'm almost there, just a little shy of it. But it'll be fun. And we have a couple of great ideas. And we're all for a party, too. So it's going to be very crowded going into your office if you're a director of fun, because we'll be queuing up for it.
Well, hey, my door is always open, Jane. That's for sure. And, you know, I look forward to catching up with you more next week when you're here for the day on Wednesday. That is Wednesday, September 26th, I'm going to say.
And, yeah, I think, yep.
September 26th, the PGA Golf Clinic for Women is coming to Springdale, and we're going to have Jane Blaylock live there all day. Molly Marcoux, AD at Princeton, she's going to talk to everybody. What a fantastic event. I can't wait to be a part of it. Certainly, I'll try to put my own fun spin on it, if I may, Miss Blaylock. And I can't thank you enough for coming on Springdale Golf Live today and a bit of your time, and I'll see you next week, Jane.
I look forward to it, and we'll have a great crowd. We're going to have a good day weather-wise, so it'll be fantastic.
It's going to be a Springdale day, that's for sure. Thanks so much, Jane.
Thank you.
All right there, Adrian. How about that? We just talked to an LPGA Legends Hall of Famer in Jane Blaylock.
Yeah.
Is that cool or what, man?
That was very cool. She brought a lot of good information. Very good interview.
Yeah, I mean, well, at the end of the day, this thing that we're setting up for next Wednesday at the club is going to be one of those kind of milestone events. It's really very exciting, and it's going to incorporate a lot of our neighbors and allow the women that are coming from corporate Princeton and New York City and Philadelphia to come in and, you know, learn to play golf better if they're already playing, but most importantly, learn how to make the most of their golf experience. And, you know, that's something that we try to do at the club all the time, but you got someone like Jane Blaylock, who is a real, you know, get it done type person. And I tell you what, life's been good. Life's been good to her. It's been good to the guys at the Tour Championship. And Adrian, you know what? Life's been good to me and you so far. And here's the music. So you know what that means, folks.
Good cue there.
Right, great line right there.
Beautiful.
Now I can't drive. All right. Thank you to all my listeners out there. Hope you guys always enjoy the song of the week. Thanks to Joe Walsh. Thanks to my producer on the board, Adrian, for your great work over there.
Thank you.
The Springdale Board of Governors and our friends at Troon, thanks for all the support you always throw my way. Most importantly, you know I love my listeners. And you know what I'm going to say next, folks, so say it with me. I'm heading to Springdale, but where are you headed? Let the tower be your guide. And from Princeton to Portsmouth and to Jane on Cape Cod, and of course, everywhere online, may you all have a Springdale day.
You've been listening to Springdale Golf Live with Keith Stewart. Keith returns to the tee next Friday afternoon at 3 on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.